We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles general manager Howie Roseman. And the Eagles obviously in looking ahead mode here. But I got to begin it this way, Howie. My opinion, okay? And I don't think it's my opinion necessarily, but here it's my opinion. A great organization is going to go through ups and downs. And the Eagles' down cycle was 2 years. So to come up after just 2 years down, I got to tell you, I'm proud of the way everything's gone here. And I compliment you and I congratulate you and everybody else for putting this Eagles team back in first place in the NFC East. Do you feel that sense of accomplishment that the Eagles are back in that way?
Well, I like talking to you, Dave. We can talk anytime. That's great energy right there.
But don't you believe that, though?
Well, I think right now you're in the moment. You know, you feel like you still should be practicing. You should be playing this weekend, and there's a disappointment of the season ending, and it comes so quick. At some point, you'll get perspective, and look what we have. We have a young football team. We have an exceptional head coach who had a great first year. I think we had a really good personnel staff, and we've been spending all this time since May really preparing for the offseason. That's our job. I mean, we're doing that all the time. So we're looking at the draft and free agency and evaluating our own team while we're playing. So this doesn't change the process for us. We got to get better, and that's started in May, and it will continue to go until we play our first game in the regular season of 2014.
The truth is there's no sense of satisfaction in the NFL unless you win the Super Bowl.
No doubt, and yeah. That's our goal, and we know it's a new program, and we know that there are some areas that we didn't get the upgrades we were looking for last season. You can't do everything in one off season, and it's going to be the same way this year. I mean, we'll have a bunch of things we'd love to do. But the reality of it is, if you fill all your holes, you're probably reaching on some things and not making the right decisions.
It's clear that the core of this young part of the roster comes from the 2012-2013 draft. So I got to talk a little bit about 2012 first. And you start there with Fletcher, who's been terrific for two seasons, made the transition to the 3-4 defensive end. Talk about what you saw from him this year, Howie.
Well, it's a big transition when you talk about a 4-3 wide nine to a 3-4-2 gap. And when we drafted Fletcher Cox, one of the things that appealed to us was he was scheme versatile. Really, when you think about it, Fletcher Cox can play defensive end in a 4-3. He can do anything. He's that kind of athlete, and then he's got that kind of body where you can really build him to whatever you want. And I think when he's got another year in the scheme, he will continue to get better. We have a heck of a defensive line coach, Coach Az. And I think the future is incredibly bright for Fletcher Cox because there are not many guys who have his skill set, and then he works hard at it.
Is that whole group of young defensive linemen something you're really high on?
No question. I think it starts with the front on both sides of the ball. And when we look at our defensive line and you look about Fletcher Cox and Said and then the job Benny did when he was put into that starting role, those three guys, they're all young guys. They're all guys with great character, leadership ability. And so that sets the stage for things that you can do.
In that 2012 draft, it was Kendricks, and it was Boykin, and it was Nick, and it was Bryce Brown.
Vinny
as well. I mean, so you really feel like that's this kind of the start of getting the young impetus here, the young talent going.
And they feel the same way. They kind of have all bonded together, that group. And you talk about a guy like Michael Kendricks, and we need playmakers on defense. And Michael and Brandon Boykin, big-time playmakers. They make plays. And that doesn't mean everything's going to be perfect on every play, but it's hard to get the ball back. And we need to get the ball back for our offense. So they do a great job. And then another guy, Vinny, drafted to be a 4-3 end. And his role this season, I thought that he was incredibly impressive in those snaps because he found a way to contribute, and he's got a high motor, he's athletic, he's long, he finds a way around the quarterback.
Do you ever go back, 2013 draft Eagles with the fourth pick, take Lane Johnson, and for many of the days during the season, I would tell people when asked on these radio shows that I thought that Lane was the most productive of the top 10 players that I saw. Would you ever go back and look at the board and say, boy, we really got ourselves the right guy here?
Well, we're excited about Lane, and we go back and we look at the guys drafted in the first round, where we had them, how they were in their first year, and again, caution ourselves just that it's a long career, and that's the whole thing about the National Football League. It's consistency over a period of time. So you see a lot of guys that are 1 year flash in the pans, and we hope all our rookies take that jump from year one to year two, which we talked about the 2012 draft class did a great job of making that jump. Mm-hmm. But Lane, for our offense and what we're looking to do, and you combine that with the work ethic, he's just a good fit for us.
What is his next step, Howie? In the evolution of a young offensive lineman, what comes next?
Well, consistency, and then learning about the players he's playing against. So making sure that when he plays against those guys in the NFC East, and there are a lot of good pass rushers in the NFC East, he knows them like the back of his hand. And I go back and think about Trey and Runyon when they were here and the matchups they had, and they knew those guys really well. So they, if they lost, they lost because it was one-on-one matchup. They didn't lose on anything other than the physical ability. And he's got so much physical ability that when the mental side catches up, and man, it's hard for an offseason for rookies, right? Because right now you think about it, they're training for the combine, they got all-star games, then they go through the whining and dining of going to the other facilities and having those interviews and the combine, and then all of a sudden they get drafted and it's great. Yeah, come next week and let's go practice. Mm-hmm. And then it's that whole offseason. So I think when everything settles down for Lane, he's got an incredible work ethic, he's a smart kid, and then he's extremely athletic.
It's the same with Zach Ertz, who had big numbers for a rookie tight end. I think we look at him and say, but this kid's not playing like a rookie. The future's very bright for him, isn't it?
Yeah, and we forget sometimes about Zach and his ability to come in when he didn't have an offseason with Stanford and them starting late. And so I think that he's incredibly confident. He's a really good route runner. He's got really good hands. He's big. You saw the blocking improve throughout the year, and he's a great kid. And we talked about that when we drafted him. Knee position, probably not for us, but a guy that can potentially be here for a long time and play at a really high level.
Howie, we know that you signed 10 players this week or last week, and can you talk? I'm interested in some of these names, the Michael Bamiros of the world, and some players that we kind of got a little taste of in the preseason. Why stick with them, and what comes next for those players? Years ago it was Sed Thornton, who was a practice squad player signed. Last year at this time, you signed Alan Barbary, who made a valuable contribution. So I never minimize any of the signings. So I'm very interested in this group of 10 signed last week.
Shoot, when you think about it, you get one or two guys from that group, and it's like finding money in the street. It's just another way to supplement your roster. And when you talk about those guys, a little secret. We go out and we work out our practice squad players and guys, the deactivated guys, before the game.
Yep.
About 2 hours before the game. And it gives us, as a personnel staff, an opportunity to watch them and see how they're improving. And so all those guys, you saw them make improvements, and that's a great tribute to our coaching staff. So you talk about a guy like Michael Bamiro, who should have probably been in school. You know, he had a whole issue with his eligibility, and incredibly raw guy, but has the physical tools. I mean, huge. You've seen him in person. I mean, maybe the biggest hands I've ever seen in my entire life. And so he's got those physical tools, and now we got a great offensive line coach that he gets a chance to work with, develop his body so it kind of matches his frame, and see what we got from there. But if they have enough in their body physically, and then they have the work ethic, and then you have the coaching staff, they have a chance.
What's the mission now? You're in the All-Star games already. Your focus is on the roster that you need to retain, as many as you can, the free agency coming up in March, and then the draft. Where are you at mentally?
Balance, all over the place. Balance, right, yeah. Dave? All those things have to come together at the same time. So luckily, we've spent so much time on the draft and free agency during the season. When we're able to do that, when it's really just us as a personnel staff and the coaches are focusing on the opponents, because as everyone gets more involved in the process, you're spending a lot more time meeting, and it's hard to watch as much film as you do in the fall when you get a chance to go on college campuses and really kind of hunker down. And so we got to make sure we get our college draft board set up in the right way, that we meet with our coaches and know exactly what they're looking for, which they did a great job last off season describing to us that what they're looking to characteristics for each position, and then making sure we evaluate our own team correctly. That the guys that we have here, the guys that we're extending, the guys that we're trying to extend, the guys that we're keeping, if we let anyone go, we're making those right decisions, because it's got to start there. Mm-hmm. You got to know your own team backwards and forwards, and we got to make decisions that aren't just emotional, that aren't based on just one game, but are based on the long-term needs of our football team.
You mentioned the characteristics that Chip and his coaching staff are looking for. You've gone through it once with them. Is it an easier process now?
No question. I mean, just the whole process last year. I mean, last year at this time, we didn't even have a coach. And then it took a while to get a staff together and then figure out what direction we were going in and what specifics we need. Now you add into that they have 17 games, well, not even counting the preseason, of exposures to these guys and to what they feel works. And so you get back and now you go, well, we get another year with all our players, get another offseason with all our players, and maybe this is a couple of things that we can use. Again, not going to force it in the draft, but maybe there's a way to address those.
Just for the record, because fans are asking already, who are the Eagles going to sign in free agency? Who are the Eagles going to draft? It's great, but the reality is that you're not even close to that putting down that name or that series of names on paper, right?
We're thinking about it every day.
Do you,
who we're going to sign, how they match up, how they fit, how much money. I mean, that's every day. I mean, there's not a minute of the day that I don't think about how to improve our football team. I mean, it is fun, and that's our job, and we got to improve. We got to get better. And, you know, you talk about our fans, you bring it up. How about the electricity in that stadium?
It was amazing. It was all year long. It was amazing. Yeah.
And for us, it's such a hard place to play. People do not want to come into Philadelphia, and that's a tribute to our fans, and we need them. And we know how important they are to our success at home. And hopefully with at the end of the season going 4-1 in the last five, we carry that over because there's nothing better than winning at home.
I feel it every day here. And I just want you to kind of describe up in the football side of things and the energy that you're all working with and the momentum that you're generating. What's it like? How you might, the feeling of let's just keep this thing moving in the right direction must be overwhelming.
Well,
not overwhelming, but really, I don't want to use the word overwhelming, but just so exciting.
Well, it's a positive place to come to work every day. It's fun to come to work every day and try to get better. And we're not sitting here patting ourselves on the back about anything. We know we got to improve, and we want to build something that lasts. And it's important for us that we get a core group of players, that the names on the back of the jerseys are familiar to the fans, like the name on the front, and build a group of guys who love playing in Philadelphia. And when you go in that locker room, when you're around this building, you see our players have a tremendous passion for playing in this city, and the will to win is great. Now, we got to keep moving forward. And the hardest thing to do is keep taking jumps in the National Football League. We've seen that here.
Yep.
And so it's our job to create competition, create depth, add better players all along the roster, and then see where we kind of fall out.
Well, we're looking for a very productive offseason from Howie Roseman, Chip Kelly, the Philadelphia Eagles. Thank you, Howie.
Thanks, bud.
Good luck on the road. I know it's where you're going to be spending a lot of your time in the coming months. Howie Roseman, thank you so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.